This one goes out to all the big willies.
Big wheel, the high roller, strolling through with an entourage. Hard to camouflage when you live in this lodge. I be smooth like the barge with a five-car garage.
Oh, I thought we were getting jiggy with it. That's okay. Birthday today for Will Smith, actor and singer. This is a Big Willie style. Yes. You know him as an actor, sure. Bad Boys, Independence Day, Men in Black, Enemy of the State, Wild Wild West. Couldn't turn around without hitting the Will Smith film for a number of years. And then also a successful singer, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Remember, parents just don't understand. And giant hit with Gettin' Jiggy With It back in 1999. It's like 21 years old at this point. Will Smith celebrating a birthday today. He is, in fact, 52 years old. Happy birthday to Will Smith. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. We welcome into the program Dr. Lauren Wright, Associate Research Scholar and Lecturer teaching Presidency and Executive Power at Princeton University. Also an author. You can find her books available everywhere and also online, too. Follow her on Twitter. Dr. Wright, thanks for joining us this morning. How are you?
Hi, Scott. I'm great. Nice to talk to you.
Good to speak with you once again as well. Latest book is Star Power, American Democracy in the Age of the Celebrity Candidate. Dr. Wright, we were just talking before the break. A new poll out yesterday on the protests on police violence against Black Americans that now finds the protests are underwater in America. 44% of Americans disapprove of the protests. 39% approve. Even among Black Americans, the support has dropped about 20 percentage points since June. What do you make of that and how the continued protests and violence in some areas might affect the race?
Well, it's hard to tell specifically, but I have a few guesses, informed ones. But, you know, those views unfortunately break down a lot on party lines. So that's the first consideration. The second one is that we know the majority of Americans generally support peaceful protests. But when asked about rioting, violence, that support drops way down. And that's probably what's happening here, because I think the coverage of Louisville and police officers were shot, I think when those things start to frame protests, then protesters really lose public support at that point. And it's unfortunate for the people who are not doing horrible things. They're out there just trying to demonstrate support and ask for change. But the second they turn violent, those polls do start to shift and people associate the movement with violence.
This particular poll, just to be clear, taken before the violence in Louisville, so before the officer shot in Louisville, so who knows how that might impact the numbers. There was an interesting, one other interesting point I wanted to mention, which is among Latinos, 31% approve of these police or the protests against police violence, which is lower than the number of white Americans who approve of the protests. There's been a lot of discussion about how Joe Biden's support among Latinos, especially in a state like Florida, which is quite important, is maybe soft. Might this play a role in that concern?
I think that opinion is very varied, including among Hispanic Americans, African Americans, and white people. I mean, this is something that we can't take for granted, and I've been saying a long time that Republicans should do a better job reaching out to those groups. And actually, you know, they have been making strides to make those bids for votes. And so I think this is a case where people are just either not sure about things, either they're in the camp of partisans who know for sure what they think, or their independence still sort of deciding, and that's a sizable chunk of Americans. It's usually about 7 to 10%. But, you know, to see opinion shift among certain demographic groups, you know, I think that's something that's been happening for a few years now.
Dr. Lauren Wright with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. We should find out tomorrow night, 5 o'clock, is what the president said about his nominee for the now open seat on the Supreme Court, Associate Justice, putting aside, I guess, who it might be. And it looks like Amy Coney Barrett might be the odds-on favorite. But what it comes down to, but the big discussion, of course, around politics, whether Republicans will try to do this before the election, whether it makes more sense for them politically to wait until after the election to give perhaps some vulnerable senators some breathing room in particular states, Susan Collins in Maine, others. What do you make of the timing of this?
I think it's more advantageous for them to do it as quickly as possible. You know, if I imagine myself as a Republican senator, and
I would agree.
Right. So, I mean, if you wait till after Election Day and Trump loses, then you have the question of, then you have senators who might have lost voting on these cases. And I think what we'll see, especially if it's Amy Coney Barrett or Barbara Lagoa, or these judges who are very well qualified and have already been vetted and have already been asked a lot of questions that they would in a hearing, it will be difficult for people to vote against them. And that's what used to happen in Supreme Court hearings. It was more of, I mean, the role of the Senate is advise and consent. We used to have votes where 100% of senators supported someone. And so I think when it's an actual person that Donald Trump will name this weekend, it will be more difficult for people to oppose it. And at that point, it will be even easier for Republican senators.
What about the threat, Doctor, right, from some Democrats to expand and pack the Supreme Court after January, if in fact they win control of the Senate and the White House? This is it's not unconstitutional. The number is not set, but it is a breaking of a norm. It seems hard to convince Joe Manchin to go along with something like that. And even Dick Durbin this week, who's a liberal's liberal from Illinois, has said this is not something we're seriously talking about in the caucus.
And not to mention Joe Biden has come out against court packing. But to tell you the truth, Mitch McConnell plays hardball. He knows the rules better than anyone. He has used that to great advantage to his party. And Democrats seem to be the ones that are more hesitant to use hardball tactics, except if we go back to Harry Reid. But in recent years, voters have been demanding of them fight back more. And so even if it's an empty promise or it doesn't end up happening, and like you said, these are very high bars to cross, Democrats might be wise to at least demonstrate that they're willing to make a threat or they're willing to try to slow things down or throw up some roadblocks. And they might be able to do that. I don't think it'll change Republicans' decision-making. They hold the power right now. But it might help Democrats with their base of voters who seem frustrated that they seem to be the ones saying, hold on here, let's think about that. We don't want that to be our reputation. And voters are pretty tired of that.
30 seconds, Dr. Wright. What level of importance, maybe on a scale of 1 to 10, do you put on this coming Tuesday's debate?
Not very high, but I think a lot of people will watch it, and the effect is compounded because then we'll talk about it in the media and people will write about it. And so both candidates need to give their best performance. We have plenty of time until Election Day. There's still room for people to change their minds after that, but I think it'll be widely viewed.
Dr. Lauren A. Wright, find her at laurenawright.com, at Dr. Lauren A. Wright on Twitter. Associate Research Scholar and Lecturer at Princeton. Dr. Wright, have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us on the Steve Gruber Show.
You too, Scott.
Jeff Pojedowski up next, colleague, friend of Amy Coney Barrett on the Steve Gruber Show.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important. So is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. Enbridge is committed to building this underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5 deep under the Straits of Mackinac. This means multiple layers of protection, virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes, no possibility of an anchor strike, and no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line5Tunnel.
At the Michigan Chamber, we want you to know that we are working for you.
We know the importance of staying healthy, keeping your family safe, and adhering to the governor's executive order.
But we also know the importance of keeping the economy going.
If your business is open, we want to support you any way we can.
We're going to continue working with the governor and working with the legislature to find solutions to your problems.
When it's time to get back to work.
When it's time to get back to work.
Together, we're going to bring this economy back.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.